Did you know Microsoft has officially ended support for Windows 10? Upgrade to Windows 11 with an LG Gram laptop. Voted PC Mag's Reader's Choice Top Laptop Brand for 2025. Thin and ultra lightweight, the LG Gram keeps you productive anywhere. And Windows 11 gives you access to free security updates and ongoing feature upgrades. Visit lgusa.com/iHeart for great seasonal savings on LG Gram laptops with Windows 11. PC Mag Reader's Choice used with permission. All rights reserved.
What's up?
What's popping, y'all? What's going? What's cracking? This is I'm Pastor Jay.
I'm Lady Free.
And listen, y'all. Today we got a little great topic that we want to talk about. And if you have ever been in a situation, any type of relationship that you stayed in way past the time you were supposed to be there, and it was hard for you to let it go, we're gonna talk about that today, y'all.
Yes.
We're going to talk about it today. Tune in with us, y'all.
Stay tuned.
Stay tuned. Hey, y'all.
Hey, hey, what's up?
Welcome
out
there.
Lady Free, y'all. We are back in the building.
We are back, ready to go to warfare tonight.
All right, come on, warfare.
We are ready for warfare on tonight, y'all. Let's do this. Yeah, we're ready for it tonight.
Yeah.
Listen, y'all, let's pray so that we can get ready for battle.
Yes, Lord.
Lord, we thank you, God. We honor you, God. We adore you. We bless you, God.
Thank you, Lord.
We're so grateful for how you just been taking care of us, God, and showing us, God, that you are with us. Every step of the way, God. And God, we don't know where we would be if it wasn't for you on our side, God. And God, we have just chosen not to do it without you, God. And we thank you right now, God. Set free, heal, and deliver right now in the name of Jesus, God. We pray. Amen, amen.
Amen, again.
Hey, Lady Free, how you doing today?
I'm good, baby. So listen.
But before we start, y'all, we know Mother's Day passed, y'all, and mothers, you know, out there.
Happy Mother's
Day.
Man,
happy Mother's Day. We honor all mothers on today, y'all. We dedicate this to you guys, man. We just thank God for mothers who really carry the torch, man.
And hold it down.
And hold it down, man.
That's right.
Great nurturers, y'all. But today's topic, y'all, is tell them what today's topic is, baby.
I made the decision to let it go. What's up, Kia? Girl, I owe you a phone call, so I do apologize. I'm going to call you.
But Kia, listen, I called you on Saturday.
I made the decision to let it go.
To let
you
it go.
You know what I like about that to start?
What you like?
I made the decision.
Yeah.
I didn't let anybody else influence me. I didn't let anybody else's words or outside noise make the decision for me.
Yes.
I made the decision. And it's something about when you make the decision for yourself.
Yes. You know, and a lot of times in situations, not just relationships, but any type of relationship.
Hey, Marcus.
It could be family. It could be friends.
Uh-huh.
It could be associates.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes we stay in situations way too long.
We do.
And I want to talk about that. I want us to delve into that tonight, y'all. You know, first thing, let's deal with what keeps us holding on? That's the question.
What keeps us holding
yes,
on?
Yes. What stops us from letting go? That's what I want to talk about tonight.
Okay.
There you go.
Okay, wait. We have Lasagna on the line. We have not seen you in a minute, honey. We missed you. Okay, just know that. All right.
What
stops us
from letting go?
It's a lot of things that stop us from letting go.
Yeah, well, first thing, there's three things that I can come to in my mind off the back that stops us.
Oh, I thought
us.
You was asking me.
I'm asking you.
Okay.
But you, go ahead and... but you know, you weren't answering fast enough.
Okay, my bad. Go ahead and get
yours in. You weren't coming with it, right? I was like, you was like, well, what's
I gotta
the...
think.
Well, I had it right now.
Okay,
you know what I'm
well,
saying?
Go ahead, handle
so
your
so
thing,
let me throw it in there, and then you can come on and bring your thoughts after.
Okay, come on.
So that I could think of three things off the back mm-hmm. that stops us from letting go: fear,
yeah,
pride, and insecurities.
Hmm. I have another one. Can I?
Come on! I told you. Come on! Come on!
Can I just say?
Come on! Come on in.
Another one that I have is sometimes we think that God said, "Stay."
Hmm. That is. Hmm. Yes, it is.
I hear that a lot. Well, what if God is telling me to stay?
But would God tell you to stay? What'd he tell you to stay?
Now we are talking about letting go of what though? Because we only said letting go. What are we talking about exactly?
These toxic relationships. Period. Point blank.
Toxic relationships.
Toxics.
Unhealthy situationships.
Unhealthy situationships.
Right.
Yes. Abandoned. Right. That causes us to be scared to abandon ship.
Come on now. Come on.
We are scared to abandon ship. Fear. Let me tell you what
yes.
goes on with fear.
All right, let's come deal on, let's with talk that. About it.
Let's talk
hey,
about
Briante.
Fear. Fear. You know what happens with fear? So, okay, sometimes, hey, Mia, the unknown and the comfort. Yes, yes,
okay,
Mia.
Okay, you know what? Let's do that. Y'all comment.
Yeah.
What are some things that have stopped you in the past or maybe even in the present from letting go of these toxic relationships, healthy, unhealthy situationships? So, yeah.
Well, let me deal with the fear.
The
let me
right,
tell you what
fear.
Okay, you know how sometimes when you have intimately shared your space and shared yourself with somebody else,
yeah,
with a significant other or okay. a relationship, and you shared yourself with that person, and you kind of did your best, you know. And sometimes when you are intimately and emotionally with somebody,
mm-hmm.
the fear of them being with somebody else and giving that emotions to somebody else causes a level of fear, and it makes you be insecure because now you feel, well, dang, if I wasn't good enough to stay for them to be with me and they're giving it to somebody else, it all ties in together.
If so maybe they yeah. they better than me.
Yeah, they better than me. Or they oh my
maybe
God.
They have something
yeah.
I don't have. Maybe
they got something I don't have. Better. Exactly. What is it about them that made you want to go over there and give what we shared with somebody else? And then even the thought of that person being with that person is like, oh man.
Hey Jordan.
Nephew, Jordan what's on, up, baby? Man? You know what I'm
yeah.
saying? So it's like, you know, like it's like, so that fear brings on a whole lot of stuff. And then not just the fact that they're with somebody,
yeah.
but the fact that we are
we
fearful.
Weren't good enough to keep them.
Yeah. So is that self-reflection on who you are. But we were talking this week in class and we was understanding that a lot of times we start feeling some
hey,
type
Mr.
of way.
Nella and Ron, what's up?
We start feeling a type of way when somebody leaves. And so we say, man, they left and oh my God. And we feel like because they left us or because whatever happened, it didn't work that
we missing out. Yeah.
So it's still that self-reflection, but it's not the fact that we got to change that thought.
You have to change the
it ain't the fact that they're missing out. It ain't the fact that we're missing out, but it's them that's missing
Why
out.
Why can't it be? It's they lost. They're missing out. We always internalize
you,
it as if it's something wrong with me or I didn't do enough to keep them. This happens with relationships. This happened with little kids who loses a parent, parent divorce, and now the parent is no longer in the home. What could I have done better to keep that, you know, keep my dad or my mom here? You know, it's almost like that's the first thing we go through is what's wrong with me. What is it that I didn't do right that caused this
person to leave me? You start thinking about what you didn't do right. And it's like, it ain't the fact that what you didn't do right. It's the fact that they didn't realize how right you were. They didn't realize how good you were.
Come on now. Kia says insecurities is what kept her holding on too long. Fear
yeah,
and potential for her personally.
See, that's the project that we call that project relationship. So you feel you see the potential in somebody else, and you feel like that person
is somebody. Potential. He a good dude.
Yeah,
he's
a good dude. So we can we can make things happen.
So we stay.
Or I can help him be better. You know, sometimes we make these projects. We make these people that we with projects, and we feel like we get
I
off
can
on.
Help them.
I can help them be better, and you can't help. You really can't help nobody be better. Only God can do that. Who's
Briante? She says chasing love instead of peace.
Oh my God!
Yo,
my God!
Chasing love instead of peace.
And you know what the crazy part is? That is so true.
That is
because the thing is, Donella said my ex never met my grandchildren. Definitely, he lost out. That's right. He lost out.
To change that.
You got
to
change the narrative. There's nothing wrong with you, Sister Donella. You are an excellent woman, an excellent mother. You raised some beautiful daughters. You are a queen.
Yes,
and for him to not see that, he lost out. It was his loss. It was definitely his loss.
But
the thing is, too, like saying what Sister Howard said.
Briante,
a lot of things, we don't really understand a person's pursuit.
Come on.
So we got to really be able to differentiate between the pursuit, because some people's pursuit are very physically driven. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So if I'm pursuing a relationship with somebody because of who they are or what they look like, that pursuit is different. But it's our pursuit should be toward our purpose. And when we pursue the purpose, then God will allow that person that he has for you to come in and fit into that purpose.
Yes.
So our pursuit should not be for somebody, but for what God has for us. And I promise, because I'm a living witness with that. When I start chasing love, like she said, when I stop chasing that, it was that day that I said, I'm tired of chasing this, because the things that I'm picking up, man, is only hurting me.
Because the thing about it is when we're chasing love, we're chasing what we think like the love should look like. And if I ask the question, what does love look like? I'm sure no one can really truly give a definite answer to that question.
What's up, Rob?
We're chasing it.
My brother LB on the line. What's up, bro?
Hey, what's
up,
LB?
Yeah, they got to fit into the purpose, bro. They have to.
And the thing, okay, so we have some more. We have one. I kept holding on because of feeling like you can't be alone.
That's another. Well, we're
going to get to that one.
That is so clear. A lot of us are hard. It's hard for us to let certain people go because we feel like we cannot be alone.
I don't want
to
be alone.
And what you got to do is realize it's better to be single and pursuing purpose than to be settling for a relationship for the fact of not being by yourself.
Man, come on.
Because singleness meaning, and we said this before, being single means you're not settling.
Wow. Look, let me say this one. Lasagna says, because they have a few of the rare qualities you like.
That's right.
Yo.
Come on, Lasagna.
So basically, I'm with him because at least he has this, and at least he does this right. At least he shows me this. And at least whenever we have to say at least, that is not God.
Because God is not at least.
God is exceedingly.
Come on.
Abundantly.
Abundantly above all. Above all.
Come on. So if we, whenever we find ourselves in a relationship saying at least he.
That's right.
Or at least she. And we find that being a part of our language because that person has a few good qualities that we like, then we need to dig a little deeper.
LB said, love looks like the unchangeable character of God. Chase God and you will find love.
You will
or love will find
on,
you.
Come on,
that's
chase
right, Bishop.
God.
Chase because, God. You got to chase
mean,
God.
And there's a lot of people out there that may not believe in God, or they just say a higher power, or they say like the energy or whatever. But the thing is, God says, the word of God says God is love.
That's right.
He is
love.
Not energy is
love. That's right.
Not any of the good vibes is love. That is not love.
God is love.
That's something that will change and waver. That's something that will blow in the wind and be like the wind driven to and fro. But when you chase God, LB, that was really good. When you chase God, And you're gonna run into love. That's trust right. that.
Because he is love.
Because he is
like you
love.
Said, and then without God, I promise you, there you don't even want to even know how to love without him.
Come
but
on.
Mia put something good to put with
Mia. Mia says, I heard this a long time ago. Potential without energy is dormant. If the person does not put motion to his or her potential, we will be waiting for the thing we see to come to life. And we'll keep waiting and we'll keep waiting. And we'll keep waiting.
That's right.
And then 10 and 15 years later, you're still waiting for that potential to come to pass. And it will not come to pass because potential without action is dormant. I like that.
Wait a minute. LB said, you will wake up and see the rib he used.
Oh, wow.
Come on. Come on, Bishop.
Oh, wow.
Charles Brax, what's up, man?
He said, you will wake up and see
That's
the
right.
rib. The you rib will no longer be a part of you. You'll wake up and it'll be on the side of you.
That's right. That's right.
My
when
goodness.
You chase God, you have to allow God in your business to be effective in your relationship. That's right.
You
Without God,
to.
There will not be no relationship,
now
bro.
Listen, this hey, is sis. For real. Now, this is real talk. It's so much talk out there in the world. But that talk is temporary.
So it
changes with culture.
That's right.
But the stuff that we are talking about tonight, this stuff does not change. This is permanent. You have to let God in your relationship.
So now that we talked about some of the things, good
that
to see you, Deacon Brack, man. Good
from,
to see you.
Hey.
So now that we talked about, and we touched on a little bit, if y'all still got some things that you want to say about what stops you from letting go, now, here's another question that I want to ask. How do you know when it's time to let go? Because a lot of us hold on longer than we should. And it's almost
right.
like I feel like we don't know when to let
we
go.
We don't know sometimes. We don't know when it is that we should let go of what
hey,
we're
sis,
holding on to.
Hey, sis.
Hey, sister. It's
Love
like
you, girl.
When.
Yeah, so
when,
how do you know when to let go? You know what I say?
Come on, talk about it.
When your choice is taken away.
I hate when people take my choice away. Do
when,
not
when you, yeah.
take
hey,
my
Dad,
choice
what's up?
Away. Because God doesn't even do that. He gives us freedom of choice.
One thing I've been learning, man, and, you know, we've been in studying, man, in school, and we've been learning about Jesus being Lord.
Yeah.
And understanding that when we say Jesus is Lord,
a lot
of people believe that when somebody is your Lord, that they control you.
Lording over you
and they're controlling you
come
and they're
on.
Telling you what to do and you better do this because I am in charge and
I'm
the
man.
But yeah, I'm the man.
Well,
or
I'm the one making the money. So.
And, but that's not what God does.
That
he does
not
do that. He is influential.
Yeah.
He is influential.
Yes.
He does not force.
He does
when
not
When he is Lord,
force.
When we say Jesus is Lord, we say he is our leader, not by force.
And you know what
not
else
by
that
force,
means?
By influence.
By influence. And what else that means
hey, Dad,
to
how
me
you doing?
Is just like a good landlord fixes the things that are broken in the house. Jesus, if he is Lord, then not only is he going to be influential in the way he helps you grow and mature in your life and in your walk, he's also going to fix those things inside of this temple that I broke. He didn't break it. I did.
Kia, I believe we know when to, but we refuse. I believe that too. I believe when your peace is consistently broken, that's when,
that's when it's time for you to let
it go. It's time to let it go. Man, when you cannot be yourself.
Yeah.
When you have to change who you are to fit into somebody else's void.
Existence.
Yes. When you have to fit into some. See, first of all, we were not created to fit. We were created to have dominion, and we've been created to have purpose.
We weren't created to fit in.
We were not created to fit in.
We were
created purpose
to
is
be
too
set
big.
Apart.
Our purpose is too big to fit somewhere, to fit in a box.
Yeah, come on.
our purpose was too big for that. Yes, know your value. You have to know your value.
Right.
And a lot of times, a lot of us, something, you know what the crazy part is? A lot of us are scared of change.
Yeah.
A lot of us are scared of the unknown. That's why we don't know. That's why a lot of times we don't know when to let go, because we don't know what's going to happen. Right. The fear of what's not going to happen.
Yeah.
But I promise you.
Anxiety comes.
Yeah. Oh God, if I leave, oh God, I'm going to, and don't let there be kids involved. It's like now you're scared to even let go anymore, right? Because now you have kids and you feel like, okay, well, ain't nobody going to accept me with these kids. Ain't nobody going to. And so wow. That's another reason that makes us fearful to let it go. But I promise you, if you stand on the word of God, if you stand on not being fearful, first of all, he's not giving you the spirit of fear.
That's not his spirit.
But of love, of power, and of a sound mind.
And all of that works well in a relationship.
The thing is, when you tell yourself these things, when you tell yourself that you are not going to make it, when you tell yourself that, that's what you now start putting into your thought pattern. And when you put it into your thought pattern, guess what you do? You stay.
Not the pattern. The
thought pattern.
Come on with the pattern. We create.
The pattern.
We create the way we think. And we.
That's right, LB.
Our professor says we have to, it has to be caught at the thought. When that thought comes into our head about what's about to happen, we know when we need to let go.
Yeah.
And when that thought, that the error in our thinking starts to become real to us, before it does, we have to catch that thing at the thought and make it so that is, we know, okay, this is an error, because I am valuable and I'm worth way more than this man or woman been placing on me. This relationship has become a toxic relationship. I have Sonya here says, you let go. Hold on, I lost my...
Well, while you do it, let me read you what LB said.
Okay, come on.
He said, the relationship must be governed by the lordship of Christ.
Come on.
When he becomes the center of the union, he will be magnified and the purpose will be identified. The marriage union has to have purpose.
Give him a heart, please.
I'm going to give him my heart behind that.
Okay. Lasonya says, you let go when the pressure begins to weigh you down. If you feel the pressure and it's weighing heavy on you, God says, he says, lay aside the weight that so easily besets. He doesn't even desire for us. He didn't create us, and he did create us.
Yes.
But he did not create us to carry all the weight.
He didn't create us to, first of all, he didn't create us to carry weight, because he'll fight the battle.
That's what I was saying.
Yeah, yeah.
You had to jump in.
I had to jump in and piggyback on what you said.
Come on, because this is good. This is some good stuff. When you feel weighed down, usually after you have made the decision to let go and you feel like a weight has been lifted, that's one of the most beautiful rewards that God has given us for making the decision to let go when he says let go. Some people, this isn't for everybody, because some people, they want to let go so bad, but God is saying not so.
Mm-hmm. And you know, too, a lot of it is like, too, is like unfamiliar ground. And a lot, because the thing is, what we do is we have become comfortable in the setting of it just being.
Right.
So we've come accustomed and used to just be. And that, and going back to what you said, because God is he's not just an at least. He's abundantly. He's exceedingly. So the thing is, because we're scared to come out of the level of comfortable. See, change is what God positioning you to move forward. That's what change is. Changes. Mm-hmm. So change is always good. And so we got to understand when it is time to change so that we could move forward.
But it's up to us, because do we want to continue to be burdened down and weighed down? Do we want, I mean, because some of us, we make excuses not to leave because we calling it, I'm in love with this person. But really what happened is we've settled into, at least we know he's crazy. Because if I stay here with him, I know what I'm going to get. Yeah. What if I leave him and get with somebody else? And I have to learn this person all over again. And I don't know he's crazy. And what if he worse than? And we go through all of these what ifs. Having faith in God that he has something way better than where we are.
Scripture, what was that scripture we read yesterday in Romans 16, the 17th
Romans
chapter?
Romans 16, 17,
It said, Mark, is if your brother or your sister is causing division. If they're causing
Discord,
division and discord, then leave them alone.
Let them go.
Let them go.
Let them go.
And
he actually said mark. Yeah, mark.
Mark, that's right. Mark. I left out the word.
They'll mark. Now, I don't know what mark means.
When you're not excited to see them anymore, it's time to let go and let God. When the excitement is gone.
Well, I mean,
that Deacon Charles Bratt from Central.
Okay, Deke, I respect what you're saying, but is that a good reason to let someone go because you don't feel excited to see them anymore?
Yeah, I mean, well, you know what it is? The emotional.
Elaborate for me.
Well, Deke. I would say, let me help you with that, Deke.
Okay.
I feel like it's like when the emotional excitement has been damaged. Because a lot, when you get to the point where you're not excited, it's like, oh, God.
So usually that means that the purpose for you getting into that relationship was only because it was exciting.
No, the excitement is like, you know how when you have the butterflies, like when you're really in love with somebody and you got butterflies, but then when you realize that this relationship is not what it was cut out to be, it ain't no more butterflies, it ain't no more feelings.
Okay, gotcha.
It ain't no more none of that. It is gone.
This is pre-marriage.
Yeah.
Okay, because in marriage, that's not gonna fly. Because that's why we blessing God blessed us with this platform because it's to help people that before they make the decision to get in covenant with God in marriage, that they really truly take a look and evaluate to make sure.
I got you, Deke.
That, thanks. Yeah.
I got you, Deke. I know what you're talking about.
He straightened me out because I just needed to understand that that's what this platform is about. I love it because it is straight real talk. Mia says, yes, y'all, our purpose is to be. And then she has in parentheses, human beings.
Go ahead,
God
Mia.
Said, I am that I am. And being made in his image, we are being.
That's right.
She said,
come on,
constantly
Mia.
Moving and be, all caps, coming, who God purposed us to be.
Come on, all Mia. Caps. Give her three hearts for that.
I can't give her but one, but I'll give her that. See, that's the thing. We have to understand that we are constantly being who God called us to be. So because of that, we have to understand that some things we have to let go in order for God to continuously help us to become. If this person is, what was it that I was saying today? Oh, okay. So you, the let's say Tesla, because I really love a Tesla. Now, a Tesla is a really nice car, real sleek, fine lines, real nice, different little entities about it that other cars don't have. So the person that created the Tesla, they ended up putting it on the road. But somebody comes along and buys it, okay? They buy the Tesla and they beat it up. They break the windows out. They don't take care of it. They just make a big mess of and damage. I'm talking about all kind of damage to this beautiful, valuable car. Mm-hmm. To me, I guess what I was trying to say at the time was, that's what God did. God made a beautiful being such as ourselves. And if we're with somebody that's constantly tearing us down, we feel broken all the time. It's always some damage going on, always some kind of confusion somewhere in the mix. Then maybe it's time to let it go because that's not what that car was created. And I'm sure that if the person who created the Tesla saw that person just do damage like that, they would be like, wow.
Yeah.
Like, that's not what I created this car for.
Yeah.
And that's, I believe God sees us a lot of times. He sees us as precious. He sees us as beautiful. He sees us as more than conquerors, fearfully and wonderfully made. I'm talking about he sees us in so many amazing ways. But then yet we'll get with somebody who will damage us and devalue us and cause us to feel the exact opposite of what God created us to be. And he's spoken his word about who we are. If you want to know, just look. And we still wonder, is this somebody I should be with or should I let it go?
That's right.
Let it go. If there's damage constantly.
It did damage. Wow.
You know, let it go.
You know what else? I say is a key to also letting go.
What is it?
When there's no growth.
No growth.
When there's no growth.
Even the fig tree got cursed because it didn't have figs on it.
It didn't have figs on it. Exactly. When there's no growth. Because anything that is of God is going to grow. It's going to grow. When you plant a seed, that seed just can't stay in the ground. I don't care how much you water it. It's going to grow.
It's going to grow.
It's going to grow. So that means it's going to get better. So in the growth, meaning there's more knowledge, mm-hmm. there's more growth, mm-hmm. there's more. And every day, pretty much every day that you live, you're not the same person you was yesterday because you were a lot wiser.
Yeah.
But you can't stop that growth being in the relationship with somebody who you're not growing with. Mm-hmm. So if you're not if you're only growing physically, that's a dangerous relationship because that's what you're building that relationship on. Mm-hmm. But at the end of the day, there has to be growth. There has to be places it where you're going. It has to be growth.
God told man, cultivate.
Yeah, amen.
If this man is not cultivating this relationship to help it get better, if there's some weeds there, if he not pulling weeds, if he just looking at the weeds and say, you stupid little weed, I can't believe you in my garden. And I, you know, if he's not willing to cultivate, to cause some growth, then that relationship might need to take one of these. And let it go.
You know what's so amazing? A lot of times, if you ever played a video game, mm-hmm. right? And when you already have a game cartridge in there, you can only play that game one game at a time.
Right.
But if the wrong game is inside of the console,
okay.
No other console is going to be able to go in. Well, no other game is going to be going to the console because there's already a game in there.
That's right.
So, but a lot of times, because we don't make room for the game that's supposed to be in we keep this old console in mm-hmm. there trying to figure it out, trying to play the game, trying to do that. But the only way we're going to get the right cartridge or the right game in the gaming system is we got to make room
for
it. So we got to move it. Cartridge. You got to let it go.
It's
you
scratched move up it. Anyway.
It's scratched
get it out
up.
Of there.
Yeah. you know what's crazy out. Part? I remember I had the PlayStation uh-huh. and the game was scratched. It was scratched. So I was licking it up, you know, put it in there. It still wouldn't work. Put alcohol on it. You know, when you put alcohol on it, you mess it up.
And we just knew that was going to work.
Thank
right?
you, Deacon Brack. Appreciate you, man.
And we knew that was going to work.
Yeah. So I knew that everything the that alcohol, I would do was going to make this game Windex. Come on. Windex. Clean it up. I thought the scratch was going to really get, but
it's in there.
It's already showing you that the cartridge is damaged.
It's damaged.
So what we trying to do is fix the damage.
Because we love the game. Instead of saying, it's a game cartridge out there that I love. This I could go get this same one at GameStop.
At GameStop, without no scratches on it. You know what I'm saying? Without no scratches on it.
And that's funny because, I mean, I'm not trying to throw shade or nothing. Because I've done it too, so I guess we're in this together. That example you just gave is how we did deal with our relationship.
Yeah,
we kept trying to fix it, to put alcohol on it. We kept doing everything we thought we could to make the scratches go away.
Trying to make the scratches, and the scratches was just as long as. And you know what's so crazy? Some scratches are really so because deep. This is why we think we can fix it. Because the scratch is almost where you can't even see it.
Oh, okay. Talking about those scratches.
Yeah. Those scratches where you probably can't even see. It's a little scratch. Oh, this is a little scratch.
But when that sensor go across it, Holy Spirit, come on. When that sensor go across it and it sees that little scratch.
That's right.
It will say error or eject it. And you try.
We still try.
That's
to
how
make
we deal with a lot of our relationships.
Work. You gotta know when to let go.
Yeah.
Man, and I'm not even ashamed to say that. Me and my wife, we was kind of just dealing with a situation where we were really trying to help somebody who was really, really they were damaged.
Going through their process.
Yeah, they were going through their process. Mm-hmm. But the process kind of spilled over to us in a way where our character was a little tested.
It became a big distraction.
It became a real big distraction. Mm-hmm. And the crazy part was, man, it was really got to the point where it was kind of making me sick in my body. It was stressful, you know, because it was no
No resolve.
There was no resolve.
Because sometimes when people are going through their process and they're damaged, they don't even realize that they don't realize they are the ones that's causing damage.
But it's almost like if you've been damaged for years and years, it's going to take just that many years to undo all of that damage. Mm-hmm. It's going to take years to undo all that damage.
Unless God do it, because he can do things exceedingly. I mean,
yeah, a lot of us
still on exceedingly but expeditious.
See, yeah, but see, a lot of times, that was the problem. This person was really trying to help God, you know what I'm saying? Because she was going in the name of God. They were going in the name of God, but they weren't really trusting God. You know what I'm saying? They weren't utilizing.
And we held on.
It was hard to let go.
And we tried to help.
It was hard to let go. So we only telling you
until it was time to let it go.
What did LaShawna say?
Until it was time. When God gave us that verse, his word is everything. When God gave us that verse, he said it was okay for us to let it go. Because there was division, there was all kind of craziness that was happening, and he gave us his word, let it go. Mark that sister or brother that is causing division, let it go.
She said harmful relationships.
Okay, Sonia, she says harmful relationships can tarnish your temple and soul. You feel like falling in a hole.
Wow.
You so used to falling, then you look up and now you old.
Wow.
We as humans need to listen to the stories told because there's nothing new under the sun. That is true.
Explain what you mean a little more about that. What do you think?
And while she's explaining that, because she's my cousin, I think I understand a little bit. Harmful relationships, she says, can tarnish our temple. And so that's self-explanatory. She said, you feel like you've fallen in a hole, that dark place. You so used to falling, then you look up and all of a sudden you, oh, so you stayed in that relationship so long, that hole. You probably dug a hole deeper and deeper trying to stay, that you look up one day and you're old.
Wow.
And she says, we as humans need to listen to the stories of those that went on before us. Don't let history repeat itself. Listen to people that have done it, that have been through it before us.
Yeah.
So that when we look up.
LaShawna, you need to get your tickets for the ATL Love Ball. We're coming to Atlanta. We're going to be doing it in Atlanta. Mm-hmm. And you need to get your tickets, girl, and invite
live
some
and
people.
In person.
Live. We're going to have this live. We're going to do a live taping.
That's
in Atlanta.
Right.
July the 9th. So please, LaShawna.
There's nothing new under the sun.
Yeah.
It's nothing new under the sun. The stuff that we're dealing with in relationships have been going on for years, for centuries, for decades, for as long as we have had breath in our body from the very first man and woman. We have been going through some of this same
stuff. But you know what, though? A lot of times, I believe a lot of people stay in that hole is because they don't want to talk to nobody about that hole. They just stay shut down in that hole.
Because it's embarrassing and you're ashamed a lot of times.
But that's the trick. That's the trick to get you stuck in that hole.
Because half the time, people probably that love you have told you several times, look, you can do better. Some have even been told, girl, don't be in that relationship, or dude, that ain't what you want, but we still go ahead and do it because we think we want.
Remember, mm-hmm. Remember what we were talking about, that is so, it is so important to get understanding, mm-hmm. knowledge, and mm-hmm. wisdom.
Yeah.
Understanding is the information. It's getting the information. The knowledge is the information, and the wisdom is what you do with the information that you got.
Right.
So you got to have wisdom in dealing with situations. So you got to get an understanding of it.
Yeah.
The only way to get an understanding is to really get the information. But you got to be, that's why it's so important how you get the information. A lot of the information that we need to really understand who we are is in the Word of God.
Yeah.
It's in the Word of God. Mm-hmm. And there may be some people that who have been through the situation before could help you actually give you sound advice.
Give you insight.
Give you insight on, hey, this is what's going on. Because a lot of times when I know when I was doing it. When I was in the situation, sometimes when you're in the situation, you can't see it from the inside.
And you can't hear either.
You can't hear. You don't see nothing. And then sometimes this happens a lot. Sometimes when people try to tell you about the situation you're in, you think they coming against your situation.
You think
because you're so engulfed in the situation.
Right.
So you don't, you just jealous. So you
but
just
at
don't.
Some point, we have to probably learn to listen to what they're saying and don't take it in offense, but then go back when you have some time to think about it and say, okay, what were they actually saying to me? Because you also have to know the people who's talking to you. If people truly love you and you know before this relationship, this person gave good advice, this person and I had a great relationship. Mm-hmm. And now that I'm in this relationship, maybe some of us are in relationships. Well, not us now, but I've been in relationships before where someone tried to tell me something and took it to the, pillow talk, as they say, took it to the person that you're dating, and that person, oh, they just trying to get with me themselves. Oh, they just don't like me. So then you hear that person and you want to be the ride or die for this person. And then, so we negate what the people that love us is trying to tell us. And they're not trying to tell us anything to harm us. They're only trying to tell us things to help us. And we have to learn to know the difference.
Yes.
Because sometimes it's time to let go. How do you know when it's time to let go? When it's damaging, when there's a pattern of unhealthy behavior that you've picked up.
And hey, Kim,
look at yourself and say, well, dog, when did I start thinking like this? When did I start doing this? Evaluate your situation. And Kim says, I often wonder why couples stay married for 30 years and then divorce. But it's because of that hole, LaSonya Norwood Easterlin is speaking of.
Yes.
It's because of the hole. They've been digging themselves in the hole. And
not long. And that's what we're talking about today. I've made the decision to let it go.
I finally made the decision.
And the thing is, it's like, because being in that hole, you lose control of yourself.
Yeah.
You lose control of your whole being when you're in a hole. But God, first of all, God does not, he didn't create us to be in a hole. He created us with a purpose. Mm-hmm. And like we were saying earlier, that this purpose is not to be inside of a box. But when we take control back over us and who we are supposed to be, first of all, take dominion and authority over our own self.
Yeah.
When we able to see that and then realize and love ourselves enough to say, you know what? I'm better than
I'm
just
better
being
than
in
this.
A hole.
Yeah. I'm better I love than being myself. In a hole. Come
yeah.
on.
I'm better than being in a hole because I'm not a whole person.
That's right. I'm trying to become whole.
Yeah, I'm trying to become whole. So to become whole, you can't be stuck in a hole.
Yeah, come
you gotta
on.
Come out to be whole.
You have to come out.
And what the lady did, the woman with the issue of blood, she did everything in her power to get to God, to get to Jesus.
And
I just need to touch the hem of your garment so that I could be made whole.
Yeah.
She was carrying an issue, a sickness. You know what I'm saying? She was carrying issues. She was carrying an issue for 15 long years. And she said, you know what? By any means necessary.
It's time to let it go.
It is time to let this thing go. And because I don't know what to do, I'm going to go to the person who can help me out of it.
That's right.
Because I don't know what to do, I'm going to go to the person that I know that's going to give me the wisdom to get what I need to help me to get out of this hole.
That's right.
And a lot of times we get stuck and we stay in that hole.
Yeah.
And because we're in that hole, guess what we're doing? We're dying. We're separating ourselves from God. We're separating ourselves. There's a spiritual death that's going on.
So instead of...
That's right. Yeah. That's right, Kim.
So you're holding on and you're dying instead of letting go.
So you can live. Come on for the people in the cheap seats.
So basically you're holding on and you're dying instead of letting go so you can live.
That's right.
There is life in your letting go.
Kim, tell me if you believe this. I really believe this. Kim, and tell me if you believe. I believe because the scripture said this. What God has joined together, let no man put us under.
Right.
And I believe because a lot of times we're not letting God join it together. We're doing it ourselves.
We're doing it ourselves.
And a lot of times our situations are determining what we are putting together.
Okay, explain that.
Now, if I'm hurting and I don't want to be lonely,
yeah,
then I'm my situation of loneliness is putting me in the situation to be with somebody just so that I don't be lonely.
And then you get married.
And then you get married to this person because they've been there. Y'all already been intimate. Y'all living like a yeah. Y'all and two
living his, married anyway.
Living married and yeah. And another situation. You get with somebody who don't have herself together. So what you say, or she don't have herself together, and you're in a situation where y'all financially need together. Help. So because your finances and my finances, we can bring our finances. Here's another situation rent, that's allowing us to make a decision, to make a decision out of our situation yeah. and not allowing God to join it together.
Yeah.
And the only way God can join it together is not from that hole. It is not from that hole. It is not from that hole. My it God. Is from being whole.
Yeah. Come on. Come.
It is from being whole. It is from being whole.
I mean, what else can be said?
Being whole. Loving yourself. I love. That's when I knew that I was tired because it was like, man, I don't even feel worthy enough to not feel worthy. But I was just like, I was tired. Mm-hmm. I got to the point where I just couldn't take it no more. Like, man, I'm not living happy. I'm miserable.
Yeah.
I'm making myself be in situations that I just know that's not for me. And I was just to the point of being tired. And I said, you know what, Lord, I'm going to stop.
Yeah.
I'm going to stop looking. You know what? Because, and I know the Bible says he that findeth the wife. And a lot of times we think that means we go, you got to look over here. Oh, no, that's over there. But our search should be this way. Our search should be this way.
Yeah.
Men, our search should be this way. Because yes. If you do this, if you chase God, if you search for him, I promise you, he's going to put you to sleep and you're going to wake up to your help.
That's right. Kim says, I'm just lusting. If I'm lusting and not in love, I'm just together because of how they look.
That's right.
And when you are in that situation, if you're just lusting and not in love.
You're in lust.
That's what she said in the beginning.
You're in lust.
If you're in lust.
You're in lust.
Then that is temporary. If and you're lust, in love with someone, love is unconditional. That means no matter what the condition of that person, I love them. Now, let me say something about that, though. You can love somebody and let them go. You can. Just because you are in love does not mean, because some of us, we love toxic people. Some of us are empathetic. We love people that are hurting because God has given us something, a gift to desire to help others. Use it the way God say use it, though. Because if you're in a relationship and it's toxic and you're staying in that relationship way too long, because you love him, because you love her, and that's what your reason for doing it is, because love is unconditional. You even go through the Bible, 1 Corinthians 13, say, yeah, but we have to understand, too, that we can't allow ourselves to stay in an unhealthy situation. Right. If it's unhealthy, I'm not saying you guys don't have disagreements or you don't have arguments here or there, but we're talking about when it's unhealthy, when it's toxic, when, like, I was telling my husband, like one of those cement trucks on the street that throws off debris and hit your windshield and crack your windshield. There's damage. They're throwing off and it's causing damage.
Come on here.
You can either stay behind that truck and be upset or you can zoom around that truck to keep from being behind that truck and getting hit, or you can kind of like stay back and avoid it. But whatever the cost, you have to make sure you're willing to count it. Are you willing to stay and get damaged? There's nothing wrong with the truck. The truck is doing what it's supposed to do. There's not even nothing wrong with the driver driving the truck. He's just trying to get to work. But that cement truck is throwing off damage.
Come on there.
So you have to know when it's time to avoid being hit.
And a lot of times God allows you to see those rocks coming at you. But some of us are so, we believe that we just that person that could take the hit of that rock.
Come on, hit me, and rock. It hit. And all of a sudden you got
little
problem. And then after a while, it spread. And now your whole windshield has this spider looking thing and you can't barely see out the window. Now you have to get it fixed. we have to learn. Some people, we have to know God wants so much better for us. Because, I mean, from our experience, we went through it. What time do we have?
We got 10 minutes. But I want to say this before
hold on 1 second. Let me just say this, and it's not going to be long. We went through it where we were in a relationship. It became toxic because both of us were in a broken place. Mm-hmm. And we had to both make a decision to let it go.
You made a decision to let it go. I was trying to stay.
Well, I had to make the decision because I felt like the weight was too heavy. I felt like I was going kind of cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs. Mm-hmm. So I had to let it go. Not that I didn't love you.
Oh, yeah.
Because my love for you was so strong that I stayed too long. Mm-hmm. But I had to make a decision. And when I finally made the decision to let it go, after I cried a little bit, and I did cry, I felt like a weight was lifted off of me. I felt like chains had been broken.
And it was only because everything I was going through at that time, mm-hmm. she was triggering it. So we couldn't be together. It was toxic.
You said I was triggering it?
Yeah.
How?
Because when you've already been through a bad experience and you may not even mean to have been doing or mm-hmm. being a trigger, but just because of where I was, if it looked like what I've been through in the past, it was... Yeah. I automatically, so it was like, I'm not that person. So we couldn't be together, but I wanted to be with her because I felt like she was there to help me through it. I was so damaged. I didn't know how to allow her to be there for me.
And I made the decision to let it go.
Mm-hmm.
Once I made the decision to let it go,
and I felt the weight was lifted. Yeah.
Next thing you know, I trusted. At that point, I didn't try to get with no other guy to take my mind off of it. I trusted God to heal me, and it was a process, and it was kind of tough because I didn't want to be alone. But after 3 years, baby, let me tell you something. When this man saw me again, he saw the confidence in me. He saw me whole. And there is nothing more attractive to a man than to see a woman whole.
Oh, she wasn't the only one whole.
That's right. And you were very attractive when I saw you again. And I saw you in that sweater, the one that came like this.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, I was like, oh, my God. Yes, I did.
But
because
listen,
there was something different about you.
But two, we were counseling somebody, and we always tell somebody, Do not be with somebody just because you love them. That's really not impressive to say, oh, I'm with her because I love her. If that's the only reason why you with that person, I promise you. Like we was talking before,
why should you be with them?
Because of purpose.
Okay.
Because of purpose.
Check.
If you have no purpose for the relationship, for your direction of where you're going, because of love, you're not. Emotions are imbalanced every day.
Up and down.
They're up and down. There's a roller coaster of emotions. You're not going to always be kiki-ki, hee-ha-ha, that fairy tale. You're not going to live the fairy tale every day. So when the real thing sets in, if you have purpose, then you always have that solid ground to always refer back to.
Right.
Because it's not just about love. The love will only grow when you have purpose. But if you have purpose without love, I promise you that is not a reason to be in a relationship just for that.
And a man or a woman with purpose found their purpose in God.
That's right.
So you know that element is there. And when God is in the building,
yes,
everything is going to be.
So listen, y'all, man, this is, we're going to have to continue this next week. I've made the decision to let go. We're going to have to, because this is a great topic.
I finally did it.
And what we're going to do is during the week, we're going to get y'all to comment and ask some questions so that, you know, we can come together and talk about it.
Yeah.
But listen, y'all, Kim Scott, next week, we are starting our ministry. We have a ministry here in Houston, Texas, in the Cypress area. So Kim, we want you and Mr. Scott to come support our first service. Man, we're putting it together, man. It's going to be definitely different. It is ministry based, family based.
Teaching the word.
Teaching the
real
word
talk.
Like that, through comparing it in marriages. And we got some great stuff
it's
planned
time
for
to
that
talk
night.
About it.
And we thank God that He blessed us with our own building to be able to do this with.
Amen.
So we thanking God for that, man. And we thanking y'all for who supported us.
Yeah.
And man, we got some great things that we got coming up, man.
May 21st, y'all.
So those of you in the Houston area, please come out to 3648 Cypress Creek Parkway. Cypress Creek Parkway. That's next Saturday at 21st at 7 p.m., man. We got some dope music. We got some great stuff lined up, man. Some great plans.
Some real talk.
So please, man, if you're in the Houston area, support. And if you can't be there, if you want to support us in other ways, you can cash app the ministry Shift Movement, $ Shift Movement. We will greatly appreciate it. It is definitely going toward ministry. And we're getting ready to do this in Atlanta. Atlanta's home for us too. So we're gonna be doing it in Atlanta. Sister Mia Williams that's helping along with that. So we're putting that together, man. So we thank God, man. We really thank God for this opportunity and this platform, because it's really needed, man. We talk to people in the streets. We've been inviting people that don't even go to church.
That's who we looking for.
We not aquarium fishing, but we out there in the deep waters fishing. So we're inviting people, Kim. So we really need y'all to come that night because we got some souls that we want to win that night. We got some souls that we want to win that night. And they're coming. So thank God for this opportunity, man. And thank God for these brothers at Sacred Stone that's going to help us put together a Shift Life radio station. It's on my head because we got just 5 minutes left. Shift Life, so we getting ready to do a radio station as well. Look out for the radio station, and thank God.
Let's just say that the visionary has spoken, and now it is time for me to go to war and pray. Because listen, we have been under spiritual attack. Do you hear me? Because the devil does not desire for this ministry to go forth. So we are in prayer. Pray with us because we're going forward. Yes, we have been apprehensive at times because it's, you know, sometimes you can become fearful when you're trying to do what God wants you to do. But we're just going to move. As Mia said, we're just going to be.
It's going to be.
We're going to keep being what God called us to be.
Stephen Furtick say today, God be behind you blowing the horn, talking about beep beep, move.
He been behind us blowing.
Yeah, he been blowing behind us.
We been in traffic driving like grandma. Yeah. Sometimes, you know, but we gotta listen, move, y'all. But God did not give us the spirit of fear, so we gonna move.
Yeah, we moving and we moving and we ready to
and
move.
And we moving.
So listen, y'all. We thank y'all for this time. Mm-hmm. We just pray. Our prayer today and our prayer tonight is that people are willing to let go. And so, Lord, we thank you
Lord,
because we're just asking you, God, to just help us let go of the pain.
Yes.
Help us to let go of our past, God. Help us to let go of the things that are holding us bound.
Yes.
Let us let go of the things that does not lead us to you, God. So, God, we're just hoping and we're praying that, God, that through this today, God, people are ready to let go, God. They're not going to hold on to those things that are separating them from you, God. So we just thank you right now, God, that you're going to have your way. You're going to continue to build us up, God. You're going to continue to strengthen us, God. You're going to continue to put your word in us, God, like never before, God, there are people, God, who are staying on the wrong ship, God. So we just praising God right now, God, for the cruise line of you coming through, God, and arresting our souls, God, and arresting their souls, God, and leading them to the pathway of righteousness, God. Because our desire is to be different but impactful.
Yes, God.
In Jesus' name we pray.
In Jesus' name, amen.
Shift Real Talk.
Listen, we will see you next Tuesday. Can't wait.
Thanks for watching.
Did you know Microsoft has officially ended support for Windows 10? Upgrade to Windows 11 with an LG Gram laptop. Voted PC Mag's Reader's Choice Top Laptop Brand for 2025. Thin and ultra lightweight, the LG Gram keeps you productive anywhere. And Windows 11 gives you access to free security updates and ongoing feature upgrades. Visit lgusa.com/iHeart for great seasonal savings on LG Gram laptops with Windows 11. PC Mag Reader's Choice used with permission. All rights reserved.